And it was a great big two-man street car. It had a motorman and had a conductor. And they were almost like a railroad car. And then during the, in the summertime, we had open-air cars that had the seat clear across them, and you could board on one side. They had a running board the whole length of the car. And you'd sit in there, seats clear across the car. And when it would storm, these cars were open. When it would storm, they had curtains they would draw to keep the rain from coming in on you. They just used those in the summertime.
Wow. How would you, I guess you got around on foot in the winter, right?
Oh, no, these run all year round.
Oh, but they used to use what in the summertime?
In the wintertime, they had the regular coaches.
Oh, railroad cars. Oh, all right. I see what you're saying. What were the length of these tracks? They ran from where to where?
They ran from, it was all run by the Stratton estate. The Myron Stratton estate owned that line, and they ran from from the center part of town to Manitou Bank. They ran from the center part of town out to Broadmoor Bank.
Mm-hmm.
Then they ran up to the end of Tehome Street and back.
Mm-hmm.
And then they ran from the center part of town out to what they call Knob Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It's an institute which would go clear out to the cemetery, the Evergreen Cemetery.
Right.
And back. And that was our system. And they would run, as I remember, every 11 or 12 minutes.
Boy, it seems like a very efficient system. A
very good system.
Of course, not too many people had cars back then.
They were loaded all the time. And another thing I can remember was when they had a circus in town, they would put specials on and transport people out to these circuses.
Uh-huh. And this was then the street cars would transport these people for free?
Oh, no, you had to pay for it.
Uh-huh. What were the price of that? Describe one of those.
Let me think what the price was. It wasn't very much, I know. 10 cents would take you, and you'd get a transfer and go to the end of any line. Children, of course, were half fare. I imagine they would run a nickel, 5 cents for a ride, for children, 10 cents for adults.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, I remember when I went to high school, they used to sell a weekly pass for $1.
Wow.
And you could ride anywhere, anytime with that pass. And it was good for one whole week.
Uh-huh.
It made it very handy. If you bought it, you could give it to someone else in the family and they could use it.
Make it easy. Yeah, it sounds like it would be very handy. And they got you just about anywhere where you needed to go, right?
Right. You didn't have to transfer or anything. That $1 book would let you go the whole week anywhere.
Uh-huh.
So it was really good. I needed to see the street cars go.
Yeah, when did they finally leave? They disappeared from this park?
I can't remember the exact date. Sometime in the 30s.